With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the flu season is well underway. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Normally, the flu season ramps up in December or January, but health officials say there are at least seven states reporting high levels of illnesses, with cases rising in other parts of the country. Data posted by the CDC shows very high activity last week in Louisiana and high activity in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, New Mexico, and South Carolina. While the CDC says it's not yet clear exactly how effective the current flu vaccines are, the shots are well matched to the flu strains that are showing up across the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
A health development involving a former first lady, Laura Winters, reports from Atlanta.
Word from the Carter Center that former first lady Rosalynn Carter, now 96 years old, receiving hospice care at home. Family members say she and the former president, who is now 99, are spending time with each other. Rosalynn Carter diagnosed with dementia back in May. She and former President Jimmy Carter are the longest married couple in U.S. presidential history. They celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary back on July 7th. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Police say the suspect is dead in a shooting at a New Hampshire state psychiatric hospital. New Hampshire police say there were multiple victims late Friday afternoon. Further details weren't immediately available. New Hampshire Hospital is the state's only psychiatric hospital located near the state's capital city of Concord. Republican Governor Chris Sununu said in a statement that the scene had been contained. On Wall Street, the Dow up by a point, the NASDAQ rose 11, the S&P 500 advanced 5, oil up $2.99 today to $75.89 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Church of England moves another step closer to allowing gay marriage.
The General Synod has approved special prayers of blessing for same-sex civil unions, passing the motion on to the House of Bishops. House of Clergy spokesman Kate Wharton calls the prayers, quote, pastorally irresponsible, practically irresponsible, theologically irresponsible, and collegially irresponsible. Nevertheless, it is expected that the bishops of England's state church will begin blessing civil unions next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A St. Louis judge has heard arguments in a lawsuit challenging Missouri's abortion ban on the grounds that lawmakers who passed the measure imposed their religious beliefs on others. The lawsuit was filed by the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. It seeks a permanent injunction barring the state from enforcing its abortion statute and a declaration that provisions of it violate the Missouri Constitution. SRN News. The former South Carolina lawyer who was convicted of killing his wife and son has now pleaded guilty to financial crimes that extend his time in prison. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former attorney Alec Murdoch entered into a plea deal in which he admits guilt to more than a dozen counts of financial fraud, money laundering, and breach of trust in exchange for a 27-year prison term. Murdoch had been accused of stealing millions in legal settlements from his clients, including the family of his own housekeeper, who died in a fall at the Murdoch, South Carolina home. Murdoch is already serving life in prison without parole for killing his wife and son in 2021. The same judge who accepted this plea deal agreed to step down from the appeal of the murder convictions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.